Hi, I'm Paula Zahn, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paula Zahn, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome to another edition of the Frank Pepe Pizzeria Napolitana monthly dish. I'm Alan Lamberti, and we are celebrating 100 years of Frank Pepe Pizzeria being in the heart of Worcester Street in New Haven, an icon. And with me are two longtime employees of the Pepe, well, I'll say the organization. You know, it's beyond just a simple restaurant, especially because of the work that the two of you have done. Joining me right now, John Padua, who has been a server. He's about to hit 45 years here in New Haven, right?
Yes, sir.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And Jen Hart, the director of ops, and you've been with Pepe's for 18 years.
Yeah, 18 years this year.
So let's open with a very tough question. Favorite pizza? It doesn't matter who goes first.
The original.
The original.
Just the
tomato pie.
Last quarter, the Caprese special. That's my all-time favorite.
All right. Excellent. Nobody has said the white clam yet in my the last couple of my interviews. I'm waiting for that one. That's mine.
That's
and I wanted to shake their hand.
That's my third.
That's your third.
That's my third, yes.
Then what's the second?
White spinach mushroom gourd.
Okay.
And
that's
I add roasted red peppers to it.
Oh.
Very good.
But you're an original, John. You like it. Keeping it simple, keeping it straightforward.
Our sauce is, I think, great.
It is. It really is. And actually, and we're going to get to the sauces. We're going to get to a lot of things because the two of you are really involved with the expansion of Pepe's beyond New Haven, beyond Worcester Street, correct?
Correct, yes.
So how did you both get started with Pepe's before we get to the expansion part?
So Manchester, our Manchester location opened 18 years ago.
Okay.
And that's when I came on board.
Okay.
And I was there for 14 years as the general manager. And then what I did was I just started training managers that entered the company into that location. And that location became the training location. And then I ended up evolving into the director of training.
Okay.
From there, that's when I met John, when I would come into New Haven and talk to John and his story, just absolutely amazing. So then we sat down and he came on the training team and we went to Florida, Maryland, Virginia, and opened some stores together.
Manchester, which location was Manchester? Was that two?
Three.
Was Fairfield. So Manchester was the third
location.
Okay.
Yeah.
And John, you got started here, obviously. There were no other locations.
Yeah, no. Yeah. Yeah. I knew someone that was working here and told me that they were going to be looking for another server. So I came down. I interviewed with Mr. Roselli, which was the son-in-law, and I got hired as a server.
All right. So. Now, she said you got an incredible story, though. So that's the story?
The years of being here? Time flies when you're having fun. I mean, I loved it here. It's great work. It was great working here. I never got to meet Mr. and Mrs. Pepe, but the two daughters, the son-in-law, all the grandkids, his sister, we called her Ozzy, which means aunt.
Okay.
Ozzy was great.
Excellent. So you started with the Manchester location.
Correct.
That was the third location.
Yes.
And then where did it go from there?
So after, I think, 13 or 14 years with the company, we opened our Watertown, Massachusetts location.
Okay.
And that was during the pandemic.
Really?
Yes. And that was a tough one.
Still open, though.
Still
open. Survived.
Still open. Still doing well. Yes. I was pulled out of the Manchester location for like the trial run at the director of training to help open the Watertown, Mass location.
Okay.
It was successful. It's doing very well. And then because of the pandemic, we thought, you know, the world was going to end. So I went back to Manchester to be the GM again until the world opened up again. And then that's when they decided to promote me to the director of training. And then from there, our first location, was Bethesda, Maryland.
That was the first time
us traveled together, opened a store together, put the teams together, so that we could have the consistency of the quality and the training and bringing it to other states.
We'll get to that. Actually, what modifications, you know, I know it's been a few years since then and everybody's doing healthy and everybody's well. What modifications did you have to do during the pandemic? Because the pizzas were still being served.
Pizzas were still being served and at a rapid pace.
Sure.
And, you know, all of our locations pretty much drove that bus into the brick wall every day because we were trying to figure out how we had to adapt and get it to the customers. And essentially, we all did very well. Takeout was booming. We pivoted. We adjusted. We had more of our staff be servers in the parking lots.
Okay.
Walkie-talkies. Mm-hmm. Started at that point.
So you had to do that as well. You had to adapt.
Here too. We numbered our parking lot spaces like they were tables in the dining room.
Oh, fun.
Yeah. People would pull in and we just, it after maybe 3 weeks of just not knowing what to do,
sure.
It became a well-oiled machine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Everything was done outside. Nobody was allowed in.
But
somebody would, if they ordered, they'd show up. We'd give them, we'd have the parking lot numbered.
Mm-hmm.
They'd tell you what number they're in. We would bring the pizzas out, give them to them in their car.
Well, it's great that everybody was, you know, the business was able to survive. It was able to pivot and people still wanted their pizza and you did very well. So that's good. And obviously you're continuing to do well. Now, you mentioned that Manchester became sort of the training hub.
Correct.
Is that still the case today or is it other locations?
It is not. Now we've evolved. So now what we do is depending on, you know, the geography of where the person lives. We have certain managers in each store that are able to train certain pizza cooks that we recognize, front of house employees that we recognize, and then we'll send those managers in training over to those locations.
Okay. Now, the first time the two of you worked together, you said it was in Maryland.
Correct.
Location. So what was your responsibility at that time making your way down? Because,
my servers.
Servers.
I took care of, just trained servers.
What's the process like? Is it a crash course? Is there a syllabus?
We have a manual for them to go through.
Sure.
It explains to them what to say, how to do it. But I mean, you try to explain to them, you don't just not do be yourself when you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to read out of that.
Okay.
So it just gives them, you know, an idea of how to approach a customer. Ask them if they've been to Pepe's before, and if not, explain to them about the coal-fired oven, how it's charred.
We bring them in, we set up classes, and we go over the history of Frank Pepe's. We go over our wine glass. It's not a typical bulb wine glass. It's a juice glass. And so we teach.
You know, I've never had wine here. I'm a Fox and Park guy.
The wine is amazing. Our sangria is wonderful.
Yeah, sangria is really good.
We have a new peach sangria starting, and it's amazing, so...
So you actually mentioned one of the questions is, have they ever been there? What's the ratio? Is it like 50-50 people know about it, or is it people just,
the stores like in Maryland, Florida?
Yeah.
People know about it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that a big percentage have been to it before. Well, Florida, I think more, because we have a lot of people that, you know.
Transplants. Sure.
Yeah. And it's crazy, because you're even down in Florida, you're there training, and then when we open, we're there helping them, and here people come in that I've taken care of in New Haven. And it's like, what are you doing here? You know? So it's fun.
So their experience, really, that's what it should be. If they come in here, if they come in next door to the main location, it should be the same, correct?
Yes. Correct.
So how does that happen? What's, you know, how does it come together?
It's the training.
It's the training, sure.
So we do have the classrooms. We try to bring the culture and Pepe to them, since, you know, Florida, they're not able to come here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we did a very, you know, very good job. It was very successful turnout. We have things, you know, when we opened Bethesda, Maryland, we had an oven issue. We were on delay for a couple weeks. We just had to pivot, adjust. We added more classroom training into it, which actually helped modify the training program going forward. So little mistakes, you can just take the positives out of it and and then bring it to the next store that you learn from.
Now, the oven, I would think that's what it starts with, right? What goes into that?
Into the training of the oven?
Well, the training of the oven, the selection of the oven, getting it in there. Like, I want to know this oven, again, you can't see it through video. You can't hear it through audio. This oven is on. This oven has coals. The coals are hot. In fact, you were just shoveling some coals into the oven to keep it going.
Yes.
Before you had to sit down and do an interview, you're like, I want to make this room even hotter.
And we did. We were successful.
It is warm. It smells delicious, though. It's 100 years of history. So, let's start with the oven. Now, you were actually mentioning before we started recording that this oven, slightly different in size as the main one, and then all the other locations are based off of that.
All the other, yes, 14 by 14.
14 by 14, that's feet?
Correct.
Okay.
Yep, 14 by 14, it is long. Our peels are 17 to 19 inches. We do cut them down right here, the sticks.
Okay.
So those go into the oven. We move the pies around with those, pull them out with those, send them into the oven on those. That oven is hot.
Do the peels in Maryland and Florida, are they also the same
all
dimensions?
All the same.
Everything's the same. Wow.
Everything.
That's incredible.
All of our ingredients are the same, top quality, come from the same place. Our staff, the steps of service, our ovens, our coal, keep it the same.
You mentioned earlier that you thought the tomato sauce is the best in the world.
Yeah.
The tomato sauce, I've seen the cans, right?
San Marzano tomatoes.
You can't get any better than that. If I recall correctly, they're harvested from Mount Vesuvius? Is that true?
No. They're harvested in Italy.
They're harvested in Italy.
Yes. Yes, they are in Italy. And every year we come to the table and we taste different lots of tomatoes.
Okay.
So that we can keep it the same in the consistency as the previous year. And then we buy the lots up for them. They get us through the year. Then we come back to the table and taste them. You need your Tums for that.
Okay.
It is a lot of tomatoes.
Do you get to be a part of that too?
No.
You love the tomato sauce.
Yeah, I know. No, that's not my job.
You got to request it. We
you should.
For next year.
It's an experience. You can have my spot.
It's okay.
So the menu, if I go, you know, the stores look the same, you know, they all have a certain look. They've got the white tiles and, you know, the oven. But the menu, is the menu exactly the same everywhere? There's no regional variations?
Regional, not with our pizza.
Okay.
Only with, we have a dessert. We have a cannoli pie that is not available in Florida. But the pizzas are all the same.
You hear that, Florida? You got to come to New Haven to get a cannoli pie.
You got to come to this side, yeah.
But the pizzas are all the same.
Correct.
Everything's got to be the same.
Everything's the same.
And it's served the same way.
Served the exact same way.
Wow.
Walk in, it looks identical to the main building. Same pictures around the wall.
Oh.
It's green. It's white. Everything's exactly. You would think you're in New Haven in a different, you know what I mean? In that building
sure.
in a different area. That's all.
It's good for Instagram. People could say, like, oh, look, I'm in New Haven, even though they're in Maryland. do they also have Fox and Park in
yes.
the other locations?
All of our locations have Fox and Park.
Because Fox and Park, to me, you know, I believe is on the menu from day one.
Correct.
For 100 years. And, you know, it's a Connecticut institution. But I don't think you could get it anywhere else. I don't know how.
You can now.
Oh, you can now.
But I think back in the day. So Frank Pepe was 1925, and I believe Foxen was 1927.
Okay.
I think it was a couple of years okay. later that Foxen came on. And then I think they had a relationship, Frank and the owner of Foxen, and that's how Foxen came into Frank Pepe's world.
Got it.
And now all the locations carry it. White Birch is top
well, White
seller.
Birch is,
Everybody loves
sure.
White Birch.
White Birch is number one. Yeah. It's perfect, the perfect pairing with the pizza. And is that something that the servers would encourage people? Like, hey, try it. Because if they don't really know that, you know, here, we certainly know it,
right.
the brand.
If you know they haven't been here and they're asking, we'll tell them about it's a local soda since 1927, and we've had it since then. And, yeah, the hardest part is trying to explain what the White Birch tastes like when they ask. And they'll all say, oh, what's White Birch? What is it like?
Sure.
It's not easy.
Yeah.
A pepperminty root beer.
That's what I tell them. It's close to root beer, but it's clear like Sprite or 7-Up. I mean, it's...
Yeah, that's I mean, it's the
closest
truth.
You can get.
It's the truth.
Yeah, it's the closest
the
you can get.
So what are... how long is the process from... And how do you select a location? Once you've found it and everything like that, how long does it go... does it take to for you to get down there, for you to be there to open up a new location? Roughly.
We're usually down for a month.
Okay.
So first 2 weeks is simply just training.
Got it.
And then we're there for the 2 weeks that they're open.
Okay.
Kind of help them through. But some people are longer. Or then we send some people go back and forth to after to.
Yeah, we cycle people in and out, but we keep pizza cooks, managers, and then front of the house trainers.
Got it.
There until we feel that they have it and we can release the reins and quality, the consistency is there, and then we move out, and then we'll cycle through We have other director of operations, training, managers, John, who's been here forever. They'll go back and we'll do periodic checks.
Got it.
To ensure that it's there.
And they're all good. They're all still up to snuff.
Yep. All amazing.
So, John, you know, look, we've heard a lot about the other locations and stuff like that. Do you have any favorite memories of this location since you've been here serving lots of pizzas over the years? Any favorite memories, any special moments, any celebrity encounters?
A lot of celebrities. Again, the first one was Reagan.
Okay, yep.
Back in 1980.
Sure. So he was campaigning or was he president?
Campaigning.
He was still campaigning. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you knew who he would have been. Was. He,
yeah, oh no, we knew.
He was pretty famous.
He was an actor before that, so we knew who he was. Yeah, I mean, a lot of good. I loved working with Sal. Sal, his memory was insane. He would go to three different tables and take an order, all three, without writing anything down.
Wow.
Back then, we had to write down what it was.
Sure.
And then he would walk over to the counter and figure out, who, and he knew exactly. Everybody knew him. They'd walk in. He knew how he remembered everybody's name was incredible. I mean, working with Jennifer's mother, Gary's mother, I mean, the two sisters, Mr. Roselli. It just, working with the family was, I had fun. I had a lot of good times.
Do you remember your first time here before you started working here?
Gosh, yeah. I was probably 16 years old. I grew up in Bridgeport.
But
we used to come up from Bridgeport to have pizza here. So.
Excellent.
And then I know when I started with friends or dating or something, we used to come up to have pizza here. Yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
How about you, Jen? Favorite memories of your tenure here?
One of my favorite memories was with Gary in Manchester. We were the third location, so we didn't really have to follow a lot of rules back then and stay consistent. And I
hold on, there are rules.
Well, Gary helped me out without a rule.
Oh, he straightened you out.
Yeah, but we had a huge demographic and clientele that wanted hot peppers.
Okay,
and we didn't have them on the menu. Mm. And Gary would come in weekly, and I would say, "Hey, Gary, can we get hot peppers? Can we get hot peppers?" And one day, Gary comes in with a container of hot peppers and was like, "Don't say anything. They fell off a truck. Let's see how it sells." He brought in the cherry peppers. They sold well, and now we have cherry peppers on the menu.
Wow. So the menu has changed as time has gone on.
Oh, yeah.
It's not, it's obviously, the original pie was the original pie. And I think he only had anchovies at the time in 1925. But as time has gone on, they've expanded. But that's a relatively recent development.
Yeah.
That's interesting, because, I would think that if, like, you told the story about Gary, he's like, no, the menu's the menu.
Like,
if they don't like it, no problem. But, like, that's fine. But that's interesting that he and the family are willing to adapt and willing to make adjustments.
Yeah.
So, well, kudos to you.
And it was a great adjustment.
Yeah, but how many times did you have to ask him?
Oh, so many. So many. But he made it happen, and it was a wonderful addition. And we have a pepperoni cherry pepper on the menu, and it sells, and people love it. So.
That's great.
Yeah.
The menu had, the pizzas, since I started, every pizza that was on the menu, still on the menu.
Yeah.
They might have added some new ones, but they've never taken anything off that menu. That's been there since I've been here.
It works.
Yeah.
It works. It's the best pizza from the best ovens at the best locations, and they're all up to exacting standards that the two of you have been able to impart.
Yeah, along with the family and a lot. We just have amazing people that work for us.
Great. How many locations? How many states now?
17 locations, 8 states.
Wow.
8 states, yeah. So New York, Maryland, Virginia, Florida, Connecticut, Rhode Island.
Massachusetts.
And Massachusetts.
Massachusetts.
Yeah. So seven.
Oh, seven.
Seven states.
All right. Yeah. Well, somebody over there knows.
Thank goodness.
Maybe there's an eighth coming. Who knows?
You never know. We never know where they're going to pop up.
You know something
Well, I really appreciate you two spending a few minutes with me. We really, everything that you've done, being able to, now I live closer to here, but I used to live a little bit closer to the Fairfield location, which was the first additional location.
Yep.
And that I remember walking into it for the very first time and experiencing it and saying, wow, it really does look the same. And since then, I've been to Manchester. I've been to Mohegan Sun. I haven't been to the Florida locations yet, but I have been to a number around, and it really is. The experience is the same, and that requires a lot of work. Mm-hmm. It requires a lot of attention to detail, and it doesn't work. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work.
Correct, so, and that's our goal.
Yeah, and that's the goal. So I really appreciate the two of you spending some time with me as we celebrate 100 years. You both have the logos on, 100 years of Frank Pepe Pizzeria Napolitana, Worcester Street, New Haven, as we celebrate here on the Frank Pepe Pizzeria Monthly Dish. And John Padua, Jen Hart, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you.